Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Live from Sydney, it's Thumb Cramps Abroad!
On the road again.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another very special edition
the
of Thumb
most
Cramps.
Special an edition Whoa. Can be.
Yeah, we are recording this from the road.
That's right. It's a car pod.
It's a car podcast. I just
get out, Joel. Okay, we're doing this bit. Why did we start the podcast as we were leaving the service center?
Going around a roundabout.
Just trying to figure out how to leave this confusing car park.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the road. Joel only ran over the gutter of the roundabout once, so we're
yeah,
good.
Which is fine, which is okay to do.
Yeah.
It's 6 degrees outside as
oh,
well.
God, it's
worth
so
pointing
cold.
Out. So cold. Which I know is probably not cold if you're from the UK, but go to hell.
Yeah.
It's cold for us.
Welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And as you may have heard, we're joined on the road by very special guest Hayden, Woo! The road dog, Bleachmore.
Hello, thank you for having me again. I mean, you didn't have much choice because I had to come back in the car with you anyway.
That is true. Would be funny to not do it with you.
And Jackson, what are we looking at today?
We are looking at competitive level Fall Guys and other games.
Jackson.
That's how your theme song goes, right?
Dumb cramps. Okay, so here's the deal, listeners, is while we were in Sydney, recording a bunch of pods with, you know, Thumb Cramps Abroad, recording some podcasts
it's
with our good friends.
Been a big month.
It's been a huge month for us. One night, we got invited to go to Fortress.
The first birthday party, or the first party, I'm still not entirely sure what
it was.
The event
first
was.
Party. They'd been open for a month or so.
Okay. So
it was the first party at Fortress. Fortress, for those who don't know, is a sick kind of gamer bar in Sydney. They've got a fantasy lounge where you can be an elf or
yeah,
whatever.
It's part tavern, part nightclub, part LAN cafe.
Exactly.
Although they said specifically, don't call it a LAN cafe. We're trying to move away from LAN cafe.
And gamers, finally, there is a haven for you.
Yeah, gamer haven. That's what it's called. Gamer heaven, obviously, is PAX. But gamer haven is
Fortress Sydney.
In Sydney. And there's one in Melbourne, too. Yeah.
Obviously, when we got invited to this, Jackson, we could not believe our eyes. Us? Invited to the Gamer Haven?
That's in crazy.
With
insane.
With our good friend and frequent guest of Thumb Cramps, Andrew Levins, DJing from 6 p.m.
Woo!
Till 2 a.m. Yeah.
No, I got there before you guys. And I must admit, like, there wasn't a dance floor quite yet. What Levins was sort of DJing was a competition, a Fall Guys competition.
Yeah.
Where 10 players, I think it was 10, were set up on computers. They had a big screen showing Fall Guys behind us or behind Levins. And there were just a couple of people watching. The night hadn't really kicked off. It kicked off later, but it hadn't really kicked off at that point.
It was quiet.
It was a bit quiet.
It was building.
And I was on stage just dancing while all of this was happening, which was great because I don't think anybody knew what I was doing or who I was. It was not the time for dancing.
Yeah.
But it was the time for gaming.
It was the time for gaming. But the thing about me, listen, is I got that dog in me. When the music is fresh and flying, I've got to get down.
And
anyway,
you know, with DJ Levin's behind the desks, behind the dicks.
You know when you got DJ Levin's behind the dicks, dude.
The music is fresh and pumping.
Oh,
and
yeah. It was
non-stop.
Flying off the shelf, dude.
Hit off the hit.
So, I didn't want to really involve myself in the Fall Guys competition. Obviously, I am the greatest Fall Guys player, gamer, who has ever lived. But I was like, you know what? I'll let them sort of do their own thing.
Let the noobs have a go.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll let the noobs have a whack. Now, this wasn't just any old competition, any old Fall Guys competition. The winner received a Fortress T-shirt in their choice of size.
And so I
thought that was cool stuff. And then Levin said, "Hey Jackson, why don't you give it a go?" So I went and approached the fella and I said, "Hey fella, can I do a Fall Guys?"
So what was the comp? Was it like you're all in one thing and whoever wins the crown gets the shirt?
Yeah, so I'd been dancing, so I hadn't really been paying attention behind me. But when I sat down, because the guy said, "Yes, that would be absolutely fine, Jackson, if you wanted to play Fall Guys." When I sat down, I realized that the way it worked is it was, just one of the kind of competitions, the mini games. I don't really know what you call them, despite being the greatest Fall Guys gamer of all time.
Yeah,
but it was just one round. It was the same game again and again and again. And the competition was the first person to get two victories.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have to be consecutive. It just had to be two overall.
And we're not talking about the crown. We're just talking about clearing the level.
Just clearing the level and coming first. Now, the level that we had to do, me and these nine other beautiful gamers, is I don't know what it's called, but it was a bunch of platforms in the sea.
Mm.
And there's a big octopus.
Uh-oh. Oh, look out!
Look out, gamers! And some of the platforms had a little X on them. Don't know what that means. But occasionally the octopus would put up his tentacles out of the sea and slam them into your platform.
Yeah.
And if they did that and you were on the platform, you would go flying in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to kind of like, navigate your fall to mitigate falling in the sea. Because if you fell in the sea, that was the end of you. RIP.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
Eaten by the octopus, we can only assume.
Potentially.
Violently.
Slowly.
It was also separated into four quadrants.
Okay.
And each of these quadrants would occasionally start tipping. So you had to get off them in time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to pay attention to.
A lot going on.
But if you're a gamer of my caliber, this is child's play.
So
it is second nature
to you. A lot of gamers are sitting there looking at all this stuff happening going, "What the hell is going on?
What the hell is happening to me?
This quadrant's going all tippy.
What the hell is happening?
I need to go outside and have a think. What the hell is going on?
I got to go into the bathroom and have a long look in the mirror. What the hell is going on right now?
But you're standing there, sitting there being like, "I know what the hell's going on right now."
I got a couple clues.
Although it sounds like you didn't have any clues.
No, I didn't. And there was also a camera, which I didn't realize until afterwards. So everyone was seeing my dumb face on the screen.
This screen was huge.
Yeah, the screen was gigantic. So everybody would just be seeing my round, plum-shaped gnome head. Been like, "Who the hell is this guy?" The greatest gamer of all time. That's who. And so we got into it. It started, this game of Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Levin's now, can't believe what's happening.
Levin's is losing his mind. He's doing it. The madman's doing it, is what Levin's is thinking to himself. Now, I thought it would be funny. There's a couple of options I had here in terms of being funny. Okay. And I'm always trying to be funny in my life. Now, option one, Levin suggested this. It is funny, is that I could grab the other competitors and just jump in the sea with them.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Full sabotage.
Yeah, because I don't win, but I wreck some people's good time.
They don't get the T-shirt, and they want the T-shirt.
Yeah. And they just came here to enjoy themselves. Yeah.
And
I
you're
say
bullying
them. No, I am a bully of the highest caliber, as well as being a gamer of the highest caliber.
Yeah.
It's not happening. But then the other thing, this is what I opted to do, is to just largely spin in place the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I just span in place on my spuns, excuse me. on my platform, And I really didn't move for a lot of the competition.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally, I would be forced to, but like if I had the opportunity, I just stayed on the platform.
You stay spinning. Yeah.
Just stayed spinning, dude. And I stayed winning, too.
Yes!
Okay. Stay spinning, stay winning. Now, I won the first game.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very impressive. And when they were like, who won? I didn't hear properly. And so the guy who was announcing it was like walking up and down looking for the person who won. And then he finally came to me and he's like, did you win? And I was like, huh?
What?
And he was like,
oh, yeah.
You win? I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, yeah, you're really chill about it, man.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's true. Now, I got to admit, okay, obviously I did, and the spoilers, but I did win. I won a Fortress T-shirt. But there was a game. Whoa, it's
by the way,
rainy.
It is just starting to absolutely piss down with rain here in the car.
It's getting
we are driving
buckety.
Through a full-on storm.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah. It's extra exciting because, like, obviously you have to focus on the road more heavily when it's raining.
Yeah. Yeah.
And having distractions such as a Madonna microphone strapped to your head, or potentially being mid-podcast,
and of course,
would often be frowned upon.
And, you're a distracted driver at the best of times.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, hey, what's going on my phone?
What am I doing?
What the hell is
hey,
going on?
Hey, maybe I'll put both my hands in my pockets while I drive.
Yeah,
for a
exactly.
Bit. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Maybe I'll put both my hands behind my head like I'm getting slobbed off.
Yeah.
Wow, it is wet.
Just wind down the window, stick my head out the window. What the hell is going on out here?
Well, anything cool happening on the outside the car?
I wonder how well the because apparently the road noise didn't come through on the recording, but I wonder if the rain noise. Well, I hope it does. I hope it does.
The road noise definitely did come through. The
oh,
recording.
Okay. Well,
there's
I didn't listen to it.
Where'd your assumption come from?
Because Tom Walker listened to it and he said, no, the road noise wasn't really there. But he said that the rumble strip came through nice and clear.
Yeah.
Hey,
shout outs to Tom Walker.
Yeah.
This app's for you.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom. You're a real one.
You are a real one. Real gamer.
We went to we met Tom accidentally at a Rick and Morty themed cafe in Sydney.
That's true. I got the pickle Rick.
Yep.
It's pretty delicious.
I got a sandwich called the Texas Coleslaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Which doesn't, I don't really think quite works as a pun name for a sandwich.
Yeah, the Pickle Rick really works, I think.
Well, it's full of pickles.
It's full of pickles, and it was. And it was very delicious.
There was a sandwich called just the Morty. Do you remember what that was?
No.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
There was the Morty, the Pickle Rick. There was a bunch of them. There was a Seinfeld one.
Was there?
I forget what it was called, though.
This place is all over
like
the shop.
Like the Serenity Now sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a pop culture cafe. But Alexi, friend of the show, suggested it. Part of me suspects it was a prank.
It was a nice cafe, though.
Oh,
I liked
it was delicious.
I tried to go to the bathroom there, and they're like, oh, no, we don't have a bathroom. You got to go to the pub across the road. And the pub was not that close. I think you had to cross two streets to get to the pub.
Damn. Wow, it's getting wet. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Fall Guys. I got to admit, even though I came first, some of the gamers I was up against, they were more used to a Switch controller, which they were kind of talking about the whole time. So
that is, look, gamers, I know you're out there listening. If you're ever in a situation like this where you're not doing super well, please do not blame the controller.
They were like,
that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, is this rude? So they were like,
just paint a picture. Okay, who am I judging the rudeness of?
You're judging the rudeness of the other gamer that I was with.
Yep.
Oh, we didn't even mention this was a sci-fi versus fantasy themed night. So about half the people were dressed either in sci-fi costume or fantasy costume.
Yeah, there was a lot of... Well, the previous round, interestingly, coincidentally, was won by a guy dressed like Rick Sanchez.
Whoa.
From Rick and Morty. So, okay, let me paint you a picture. I'm sitting at the far end, okay, of a row of... very nice computers.
Mm-hmm.
Next to me is a woman, and beyond her is a couple of other fellas. And the lady, she didn't know how to use... she was, like, unused to using a mouse and keyboard. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I get it. And I was like, well, whatever. I can use a mouse and keyboard. I don't even know what's going on. So I was like, would you like to use my Xbox controller? Because I had an Xbox controller.
Why were all the controllers all different?
I don't know. But she was like, no, thank you. And I was like, fair enough. But then... when the guy who was hosting it came around, she was like, can I get another controller? And he brought her an Xbox controller. And I was like, oh, what
she
the
just
hell?
She just didn't want your Xbox controller.
Okay,
she could see the glisten of your salty sweat hands and went, oh, no, thank you.
Whilst
I don't want to touch that.
While we were in Sydney, a vital part of this trip was, and you can listen to our reaction to it in the Baseless Speculation podcast feed, which is a Wood Elf Media podcast.
Yeah, check it out.
But we went to the movies with all guests of Thumbcramps, Alexi Toliopoulos, Andrew Levins, Ruby Innes, And beforehand, we were grabbing a drink, and we were talking about Jackson's hands and how they're always wet.
Yeah. Mm.
And Ruby and Alexi didn't believe us.
People don't.
And then they shook your hands and were visibly disgusted.
Yeah. I made them believe us.
Even though, because it'd been a long time since I'd shaken your hand, so yeah. I knew what to expect. But even then, I was blown away by how moist your hands were.
It's really...
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not that sweaty a guy.
You're wrong.
No, but, like, the rest of my body's not that sweaty.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's just all my palms for some reason.
That is interesting.
I don't know what that's about.
You must have really cool fingers, though, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. If it's a hot day, my hand's the coldest place to be. Anyway... I bodied the Fall Guys competition.
Yeah.
I won, and I got a Fortress t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
And I robbed that victory from someone who really, really wanted it.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
And that is awesome.
Jackson spent the rest of the... You put the t-shirt on immediately and left the tag on, so everyone would know that it was a brand new t-shirt.
And it was over a second a t-shirt I was already wearing.
It was
warm
in there.
So I was rocking two t-shirts that night.
Are you excited to continue to wear that t-shirt in the future?
Yeah, of course. It was a great t-shirt.
It looks
good,
actually.
It was genuinely a really lovely quality. It was really quite subtle as well. Like, it's just an F for Fortress, obviously.
And an F to pay respects.
Yeah, exactly. To all of the fallen gamers who didn't win.
Yeah. Was anyone, when you won, because this all unfolded before I got there, and I just got messages of disbelief from Andrew Levins.
Yeah.
Was anyone, like, visibly annoyed that you won?
I think that, yes. People seemed disappointed more than annoyed.
Yeah.
So no one was like...
This guy was just spinning.
Yeah, so no one was like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy won. It was more just like, damn, I wish I won.
Well, I gotta admit that one of the people further down the line from me, beyond the lady that didn't want my sweaty controller, one of them won one of the rounds, and he was getting gassed up by his friends.
Oh, yeah.
So he would have... thought a victory within his clutches, I think. So he would have been he would have been hurting for it. And I don't know if they got a second chance, really, in the night, or if that was it.
I think that was it. I mean, we didn't see it.
Yeah. Pretty tragic. I would have liked to have entered again, seen how many t-shirts I could get, but...
I reckon they would have banned you.
Yeah, I think they would have banned me. I would have been banned from the Fall Guys competition and Fortress.
They would have confiscated your brand new t-shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are a menace, sir.
Sorry, this was a mistake to give this to you.
Yeah. It was a fun night, though.
It was great.
Me and Joel rocked up later, and it was fun, because Levins was DJing, put us on the door. And it was very fun to have to go up to the person and be like, oh, the DJ put us on the door. And they go, no, you're not on the list. You're not here. We go, oh, no, we are. And they're like, nope, definitely not. And
nice
like,
try.
That's not true. I think we are. I'm talking to him now and he's there. And he says we're on the door. Someone named Gemma put us on the door. And they're like, Gemma? Oh, I'll go check. Anyway, they couldn't find us on the door, but they let us in because we were annoying them a lot. And then they gave us drink tokens because they made us wait. So that was nice.
Yeah, it worked out in the end. That's great.
Yeah, listeners, I don't know if you've ever been on the door for anything. It sounds really cool, but it's actually the worst experience.
It's scary.
You have like to go, excuse me, I'm on the door.
And I like wasn't quite sure because there was a queue before the queue.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I let them know I'm on the door now?
Yeah, do I get to skip the queue like in the movies?
Yeah, how does this even freaking work?
What the hell is going on?
What am I even doing today?
I think my highlight of the night, though, was when me and Jackson, we went to the bar and you got a cocktail.
Yes.
And you were like... I'm like, oh, this will be good. You're a bit nervous about getting a cocktail because it's a bit strong. It was a bit too late in the night for
a
strong drink.
I was a little bit drunk already.
Yeah,
so
it was kind of... You were like, oh, you're worried it might be too late in the night for a cocktail. And I was like, no, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You just sip on that bad boy and, you know, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you don't know how fast I drink these drinks. And then you picked up the cocktail and sculled the entire cocktail at the bar and put the empty cup back down in front of the bartender. I think you might have done that before you even paid for the cocktail. It was insane. You didn't even enjoy it.
It was funny as well because I said it with such, like, there was so much finality to it. I was like, no, Hayden, you don't know. You don't
it
know
must
what's
be
about
done.
To happen. Dude, I am locked into this. Oh, my God. And then I was sweating that night. You know, I know I said I'm not a sweaty guy, but I was
wearing two t-shirts.
I was in two t-shirts. I was hot and I was dancing. I danced from about, Yeah, the time I arrived to like maybe 7 until 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was good seeing you. You were the only person dancing for most of the night.
Well, yeah, because I get it, you know.
You got that dog in you.
I got that thing about me. Dog in me, and I got to dance. And it was awesome being the only guy dancing on the dance floor by myself for ages. And sometimes people would clearly consider dancing with me and then be like, no.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was also good because we were on the stage with Levins, and security checked with him to be like, are these guys okay? And he was like, yeah. And then people were clearly like, why these guys?
Yeah. Hey, well, we can get on the stage.
Yeah, that happened because I was there by myself dancing for ages just next to Levins. Which must have looked insane.
Yeah. It was like you're like part of the show.
Yeah, like a dancer.
Levins booked a dancer. He went on the wrong website.
Yeah, he got the worst dancer. Oh, dude, no, I'm from dogshitdancers.com.
I got that dog shit in me.
But yeah, the same thing happened before you arrived, where a bunch of people came into the stage and they were like, can we get on this stage? And I was like, and they were like, you are? And I was like, well, I can't argue with that.
That's true.
I am. No, great night. I'm going to say 5 thumbs for winning Fall Guys and getting a free t-shirt.
Nice.
Being the greatest gamer of all time. And 5 thumbs for Fortress and the wonderful night we had.
Hell yeah.
It was a great time.
Well, Jackson, on our trip to Sydney,
There's
been a lot of video game action. As we discussed a couple
mostly
of weeks
Mario
ago.
Mostly Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
That was Mario Kart 8.
A lot
that
of
was
that.
A bit of Nintendo Land.
Yeah, that's good, true. Yeah.
But there was a bit of Croco Block Knockers.
Yeah, a little bit of we returned to Croco Block Knockers, and that's a hard game.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get that horny.
Yeah.
But it's good. The reward is sweeter than any reward in most video games.
That's very true.
So, look, I'm happy for the game to be hard. You got to work for it, and what satisfaction.
What true satisfaction. I mean, there was that night where me and you were playing it, and Hayden, you were doing some work, and every titty we saw, dude.
I was screaming. With every scream, I got more and more jealous.
Yeah,
and
we're
rage. Like, ooh!
Whoa! Hubba hubba. That was us.
Yeah, that was us. And look, all that horny gameplay actually ignited something within me, something for me to go back to, a game that I hadn't played in quite a while, a game that I have on the Nintendo Switch, but hadn't even played on the Switch yet.
Oh, my God.
And that is Neon White.
Oh.
So I had a couple of hours to kill, was like, what can I play? And yeah, like I had a bit of horniness on the brain because of presumably Croco Block.
Yeah, and it ignited a fire within you, I guess.
Yeah,
it.
And obviously going to Fortress.
Yeah.
Gamer Haven. So this week, Jackson, Hayden, and the listeners,
yes,
I've decided to revisit a classic game that I loved that people mostly hated because it's too horny.
All right. Okay. Interesting.
Because while we're in Sydney, there was a bit of gaming going on.
Yeah.
Bit
that
of
is
free
true.
Time.
Yeah.
We'd have like an hour here or there in between doing shit.
And you know what we're going to do, being the Gamer Podcast? We're going to game.
Big time game. And I was looking through, I was searching, I was yearning. I was like, what the hell do I want to play?
Yeah. What the hell do I want to freaking play right now?
Because recently, just before coming to Sydney, at the start of the month, you heard me review Jedi Survivor. Mm-hmm. That ain't with me right now.
Yeah, you can't
play
that.
Keep playing it. Tears of the Kingdom, that's out in my future currently, but in your past.
Yeah.
Couldn't play that yet.
Couldn't play that.
Couldn't possibly.
Couldn't play the game.
Couldn't play the damn game.
What you gonna play if you couldn't play that?
But I was going through my Switch library.
Yeah.
And a game jumped out at me. A game that I loved. A game that a lot of people hated because it was too horny. And to quote the teens, cringe.
Yeah. Whoa.
And a game that I think I gave put in my top 3 games of 2020?
Oh, yeah.
2021, maybe. And that is Neon White.
Oh, Neon White.
So I originally was playing it on PC when it first dropped, and I was streaming it where I streamed a game, although I haven't streamed the game for...
Where would I go if I wanted to see you stream the game?
You'd go to twitch.tv/doucheforever. Oh. I streamed a game, and I also streamed episodes of Who Dares Wins sometimes.
That's good.
I should go back. Don't hold me to that, listeners. Anyway, so I started on PC, was having a blast. And for anyone who doesn't know or hasn't heard the earlier review, this game is basically half visual novel, half like speedrunning first-person shooter challenges.
Okay.
And what makes it unique is in the levels, obviously speed is of an essence, but you collect cards, and those cards are your weapons. And I know that we've had a big problem on Thumb Cramps recently with me trying to describe card-based weapon systems.
It is, yeah.
And everyone going, what the hell are you saying?
Freaking guy talking
what
about?
The hell is going on? I cannot simply picture a card with two functions.
Mm.
I remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So in Neon White, the weapons you collect, so a card, like, for example, handgun.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
And
that's on a card?
Yes.
No, that is a card.
The card is handgun.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then, like, if you press shoot, it shoots. But then there's a secondary function. Then there's a secondary function that discards that card from your hand, but it grants you a bonus ability. Cool. So the handgun, for instance, if you discard it, gives you a double jump.
Cool.
So you've got to plan your, like, plan your ideal level. And then at the same time, you got a very, like, anime-inspired storyline going on where you're a person that died and you've been sent to heaven as what they call a neon who have to cleanse demons from heaven in a competition, obviously to help heaven keep the demons out, but also
yeah.
Whoever performs the best gets turned into an angel and admitted into heaven.
Oh, so, okay.
It's wild.
So the neons are baddies in real life. Or their life.
Yes.
They were baddies.
Yes.
Don't they have no memory as well? Is that part of it?
Yeah, so Neon White can't, like, you play as him and
yeah.
He can't remember what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And the way the characters interact with you makes you think that you knew them when you were alive. And they remember you, but you don't remember them.
So
some
that's
kind of bus accident of baddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the movie Hearts and Souls.
Yeah. Or Con Air or something, but if everyone died at the end of Con Air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something like that's going on. But yeah, I hadn't played it on Switch, and because the game is so quick, I was curious to see how it would run.
Yeah, totally
and
fair.
And was a bit scared. Not like pissing my pants scared, but
yeah.
Definitely nervous.
Yeah, like haunted house scared.
Yeah, like I made one of these noises.
That's sort of grossed, not grossed
yeah.
out a little bit.
No, it wasn't like, it was like,
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there. Fair enough.
But it runs pretty well. Like, I didn't really notice any.
Yeah, I watched you play for it for, like, a little bit, and yeah, it.
The
loading
times are longer on the Switch than they are on the PC, but that's about it.
Yeah, and it, hey, if that's the only issue you're going to get. And it is that funny thing with, like, a Switch's, you know, frames or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's not a big deal, really.
No.
You know, if it's running at 20 frames or even sometimes 15, depending on the game.
I suspect, Jackson, that we are of an age where we remember where the video games used to look like the shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Just like real asshole-looking games.
Yeah, we've played some real stinkers, and we're from an age where you didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just get a game and you're like, I hope it's good. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Time to play it for 6 months because it's all I own.
Yeah. And I think that has put us in a unique situation where some performance issues that make gamers on the YouTube threaten to do mass violence.
Yes.
Do not even register as us.
Yeah,
it's
don't
like,
even
oh,
notice
okay.
Them.
That's
or
weird.
Whatever.
This game loads bad,
but
whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And I guess like that also is probably why, like, some AAA titles just bounce off us, because we're like, whatever, we've played 100 games like this.
Yeah, exactly.
But then a game that's a bit broken and called, like,
Donkey's Splat.
Donkey's Splat.
That's a AAA title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're more exciting.
Donkey's Splat Remastered?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Game of the Year edition.
Whoa! If
damn.
It's winning Game of the Year, then it's clearly hyped.
Yeah, that's true. Too hyped. Donkey's Splat, too hyped.
So... Yeah, so things like frame rate and stuff like that don't really break the game for me, but I mean, like, I notice it.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Yeah, on Neon White on Switch wasn't really an issue. The only thing I noticed is the loading was a bit longer, which really only matters if you restart a level mid-level.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're like, ah, cooked it, start again. Where the PC, it's pretty instant.
Yeah, are there any levels where it's, like, that's happening quite often? Because that would get frustrating.
I didn't have it yet, but okay. I'm also only about a third of the way through the game.
Yeah, fair. Fair enough.
And, like, I had played it before, so I did have an advantage where when I started the first level, I was like, hang on, I can't remember how to play this at all.
Yeah.
I asked our famous question, what the hell is going on? But then, after finishing the first two levels and remembering, like, having the controls told to me, I was like, oh, that's right, I'm back.
Yeah, fair.
And from that point onwards, I kind of blitzed the next, like, 30 levels.
While you were playing, I noticed you spoke to some lady.
Yeah.
And then went to a obstacle course realm.
Oh, yeah. So there's, like, the visual novel element of the game means that you can talk to people and give them gifts and increase friendship. And, like, because it's horny as well.
Nice.
There's, like, lots of flirting. So there's a character called Neon Violet.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think has come up in the Neon White reviews before. She is the character that's like, I'd be so good at shooting if I didn't have such big boobs.
Oh, I remember her, yeah.
Okay.
Teach me.
Yeah, and she's
teach me how to shoot.
She's also very violent in the game.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, so if you do side quests for people and like give them gifts, it increases their friendship with you, which then unlocks bonus levels, which then gives you extra shit you wouldn't have usually got in the
That's
kind of
cool.
Story.
So does that mean that like if you decide in one playthrough to give gifts to one character, you won't have gifts to give to another character, and therefore kind of the side missions you get will be different every playthrough?
No, because the gifts you find... So every level, once you've gotten a bronze in it, a gift appears in it, in the level, and then you collect it, you get it. But the gifts are specific to characters.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's
But don't want to spoil who... You can mess it up because characters do die.
Whoa.
Cool.
Like, yeah, there's a character that I've been interacting with a bunch, and I know their death is coming. I just can't remember when it happens. So I gotta load them up on gifts ASAP.
Yeah, get to it.
But yeah, look, it's a really, really, really fun game. And if the horny anime style of it sucks and you hate that, that's fine. If you hit Y, it fast forwards through all of the cutscenes.
Yeah, I think, like, watching you... Like, I remember watching trailers of it and gameplay and stuff, and you reviewing it when it came out or whatever. And I was like, the gameplay looks so fun, but I just don't like it.
Kind of like a Mirror's Edge vibe, right? Almost?
Yeah,
absolutely. But I don't know if I can hack the horny anime nonsense or whatever.
It certainly made me feel sick when I watched you stream it.
Yeah. I just wish they would shut up.
That's the thing.
That's what I feel like all the time.
Yeah.
But if I can skip past that, which I will, it definitely seems like the kind of game I'd enjoy. And maybe I'll give it a old crack-a-lack, you know.
Yeah,
see
pick
if it's
it up.
For me.
See what's going on. And yeah, just fast forward because you don't care about story anyway.
It's true.
The only thing it really makes you do is like you have to talk to, like you have to trigger a cutscene when you talk to someone to unlock the levels.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the only cutscene.
Yeah, I can hack that. I can hack a cutscene.
And even then, that cutscene's with a cat that's smoking a cigar and yelling at you.
That is pretty awesome.
He looks like Garfield.
He looks like Italian Garfield.
Yeah. Garfield probably would smoke cigars if he got the opportunity.
Dude, he would love cigars. Yes.
There's that famous panel of Garfield smoking a cigar.
Oh, yeah, he smokes a pipe, I think.
Oh, yeah, he smokes a pipe. Mm. Yeah. Fair enough. He's old school. I get it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know what?
What? Do we know what?
Do we know what? What are you screaming about?
I was just letting you get all of that out of your system.
Just have
before
a scream
said,
in the middle of the episode.
Before I said, I'm thinking five thumbs.
Nice.
Okay, sure.
Good stuff. I do like the idea of just screaming in the middle of the episode occasionally, because what I think is good about that is that if you're listening to Thumb Cramps to go to sleep, which I assume people do, people are listening to it to whack off. They'll be listening to it to go to sleep. It'll wake you up. You'll be nearly asleep, and then someone will be like, ah! And I hope to hell that woke you up.
Yeah. Good morning, idiot!
Yeah, it was fun playing... Oh, wait, was it Five Thumbs? Use your review
over.
Five
Thumbs.
Is it my turn
to
speak now?
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! The card game in real life.
Whoa! Are you saying Yu-Gi-Oh!'s back?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. Okay, so I've been claiming for the last month... You know, a month ago I reviewed Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duels. The game was available on every single console and platform and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is back. And in my experience of the last month, I'm either dead wrong or I'm about 6 months ahead of everybody else.
Okay.
Because currently... Yu-Gi-Oh! Is not back. So we went to... We're in Sydney and... I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On my phone, and I was like, you know, I'm hyped. Yu-Gi-Oh!'s back. And I'm like, let's get some real-life Yu-Gi-Oh! Going on.
Yeah, why don't we go buy 2 starter decks? They won't be crazy expensive, yeah. And then we can play some real-life Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah.
Jackson said, not for me, I'm going to the bookstore. And we said, all right, fair enough. So we went to the Zing, the Text to an EB Games.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have some Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards for sure. Walk in. No Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. Only Pokemon. No, nothing.
Did you have to? Because obviously on Thumbcramps, quite often we talk about it's how embarrassing it is to buy a video game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you talk us through asking if they had any Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards?
Well, okay, so we got EB Games and Zing, we didn't ask.
Yeah, it was too embarrassing. And we figured, look, it's a small store. There's a section for where cards go. They're not going to be anywhere else.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it. And then Joel's looking up where to buy Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, and he's like, hey, apparently, it was like Kmart or Target or something, one of those big box stores, apparently they sell them.
Okay.
And then we were right next door to one. So like, okay, easy, let's go. And I think it was a Kmart, and they're gigantic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if I was Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, where would I be?
Yeah, tricky.
So we walk into like the homeware section, and then like the book section. Like, this smells right, but there's no Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
Hmm.
So we go to the complete opposite side of the store to the toy section. I'm like, this feels a bit more right, but the toy section's sort of in the corner where people could rack Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, and I feel like you want them by a counter. Anyway, so then we had to ask the guy. And being in a Kmart toy section, being a grown man, being like, hey, where are the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards?
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, that sucks. Zero thumbs.
Did you?
And the guy goes, ooh, Yu-Gi-Oh! Haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, that's even worse.
Which was the first indication that maybe they're not back.
Yeah.
Well, I guess second indication.
Yeah. So he's like, well, if they're going to be anywhere, they're going to be in the exact opposite side of the store where you just were. I'm like, oh, good. So they were behind a counter. They're behind that weird secret counter at the back.
Oh, yeah.
And so we went to the counter just looking at the cards. They're so far away as well, so you can't tell what any of them are.
Did you consider asking somebody to take it, like, down for you or...
Oh, no. Well,
we were there staring, and there was people behind the counter being like, sir, can I help you? And we were like, yes. So there was one kind of Yu-Gi-Oh! Card deck there. It was a Trixie? They're basically little elf women sort of thing. Pixies, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah.
They're basically the things, they're pixies and they set lots of traps. There's a lot of hole traps. You know,
hole traps?
Hole. H-O-L-E.
Hole.
These guys are hole crazy. I haven't played that deck, but I think it's mostly setting hole traps, putting out your pixies. And then
luring
people in, and then bang, you're in a hole. Bang, you're in a hole. Bang,
okay.
Hold ya.
Sounds awesome.
Get hold deck.
That was the only one. And there was supposed to be, apparently, a new deck that came out like that day or something. Obviously, they didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
what the hell?
Didn't put them out straight away for queues and queues of people because Yu-Gi-Oh's back. So we got, and there was also, so we're looking at the Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like, oh, is this it for Yu-Gi-Oh? And she's like, oh, yeah. And there's, oh, wait, we got one more. And she pulled out a box that wasn't really on the shelf, and it had its own price sticky tape to it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 100 cards, and it was 4 small speed decks.
I see.
So essentially, it's like a full game of Yu-Gi-Oh! Cut in half. So it's just the same thing, but shorter, less monsters, less everything, but same rules, just quicker.
Much was this 4-pack?
It was $20, but I figure it was heavily discounted.
It sounds like it.
So I ended up buying about 150 cards and spent $40.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, we're getting into Yu-Gi-Oh! While we're in Sydney. Hey, Joel, ask me how many games of Yu-Gi-Oh! We played.
Hey, Hayden, how many games of Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you play?
I played one game of Yu-Gi-Oh! Joel, you seem to be keen to play Yu-Gi-Oh! We did not duel. Not one time.
No, I did not participate in the one game of Yu-Gi-Oh! That
I had to rope in poor old Jackson because I think there was some pity involved. And I said, Jackson, will you please play Yu-Gi-Oh! With me?
I was sort of back. You know, I didn't have any...
You had no good excuses.
What else could... I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there staring ahead in full stasis mode.
Yes.
All right.
I had to quickly teach you all the rules of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, which I'm sure I remember now.
Yeah. Do you think I explained the rules well? I mean, you
I
seem to be able to pick it up.
I think you did a pretty good job. Yeah, I picked it up.
It's like, actually, how hard do you think the rules to Yu-Gi-Oh! Are? They're not that hard, right?
They're pretty simple, really, yeah, I have to admit.
There's a lot of silly words. Like, each turn has 4 phases.
Yeah, but...
But 2 of the phases... Actually, no, there's 5 phases. But 3 of those phases, nothing really happens.
Yeah, unless something specific happens, I guess.
There's the draw phase where you draw 1 card.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Then there's the standby phase where nothing happens. Then there's the main phase where you put stuff down, and then there's the battle phase where you battle. Sometimes there's another main phase, depending what rules you're playing.
Yeah.
Then there's the end phase where also nothing happens. That's when your turn ends.
Yeah, that's kind of it, really.
Yeah, that's it. So we played one duel.
Yeah.
You played as Roids.
I was the Roids.
Basically just machines with eyes and they're kind of cartoon fellas.
Yeah, they were pretty funny looking.
And you can combine them together to make other things.
I could combine Ambulance Lloyd.
Ambulance Roid. And Rescue Roid into Ambulance Rescue Roid.
Yeah. I don't think I ever actually fused anyone, but I did have the two guys out that were fusible.
Yeah. So for the actual review part of Yu-Gi-Oh,
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah,
my problem would be fusioning monsters. That's kind of the main thing you want to do because that's where you get your good guys out.
Yeah,
with these decks, you have to do a fusion with a spell, but there's only one spell card for the whole deck. But there was a set of rules where you could just fuse your monsters if you got them.
Yeah,
and that would have been more fun. And we should have done that.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
And that's what I would recommend if you're doing if you're getting into Yu-Gi-Oh, which you should be because it is about to be back.
I think you're right. It's about to be huge.
Get some speed decks. Yeah, and they're compatible with normal decks. Like they're just normal cards. There's a rule set called Touch Summon or something, or Contact Fusion.
Yeah,
which basically means you don't have to worry about fusion cards. Play that. That'll be more fun.
Do you think this episode? Go on.
No. Five thumbs.
Do you think this episode will inspire people to go out and get back into Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. But it should.
People should DM you on Instagram and let you know if they're
absolutely
back into
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. My Instagram is private and I'm not currently accepting new followers. But hey, if you already follow me, send me a DM at Hayden Bleach.
What caused that change?
I didn't want people DMing me about stuff I say on podcasts.
My DMs are open. Obviously, yep. It gets filtered because that's just how Instagram works.
Mm-hmm.
DM me if you've played Yu-Gi-Oh because it's back or whatever.
And then Joel will send the screenshot to me. You can curate them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
At Douche13, give him your Yu-Gi-Oh updates.
And DM me whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just horrible, any thoughts you've
horrible,
had.
Horrible pictures. That's what we want.
I'm interested now as well. We say buying video games is embarrassing. Do you think buying Yu-Gi-Oh cards was more embarrassing than buying a video game?
Absolutely. It's maybe the worst thing I've done in my life. And yeah. I've done some embarrassing stuff.
Damn. I think if I was by myself, trading cards would feel better.
Yeah.
Because I reckon I don't know enough about trading cards that if I bought it, it would seem like I'm definitely... Like,
it's
my whole aura would have been like, I'm buying this for my son.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
My very strong, cool son.
When we were buying them, the lady at the counter was like, oh, my son plays Naruto cards. And I kind of went, okay.
Yeah, cool.
I didn't know those existed until right now. So I got nothing for you.
My son plays nothing. These are for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But apparently I don't know. It was not good. But get into Yu-Gi-Oh! DM Joel about it, and we'll duel.
Yeah. We'll all gather together and
get
duel.
Ahead. Do you know what started my Yu-Gi-Oh! Craze?
What?
It's because the YouTube algorithm, it knows me too well. It had a Yu-Gi-Oh! Video, but all the guys in it were kind of hot. And I was like, whoa, hot guys playing Yu-Gi-Oh? Goddamn,
oh
Yu-Gi-Oh's back.
Yu-Gi-Oh's back and it's hot now?
I think it's the 25th anniversary of Yu-Gi-Oh! As well, so now's the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
And especially if you're hot. If you're hot, now's the time
if
to get into
hot
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Guy, get into Yu-Gi-Oh! There's already a good community of hot people playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
But do you think there's a chance Yu-Gi-Oh! Will be sort of only hot people and the Uggos will struggle?
I certainly hope so. The Uggos have had it too good for too long with all the cool card games. The beautiful people need a turn.
It's time, and I include myself in that, of course.
Time
for the beautifuls to once more reign supreme.
Yeah, nerd culture has sort of become the mainstream, and we need to
to the beautifuls and the...
We need to kick the nerds out of their nerd stuff.
Sorry?
We need to kick the nerds out of their nerd stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Get the hotties back in. Yes. Throw the noddies in the bin.
So if you're a hottie or a jock
or
a beautiful person, Yu-Gi-Oh! Now.
It's for you.
It's for you.
And if you're, not that, put down the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
Fuck. Oh, no.
Oh, no!
I was doing so good, too. Yeah. Sorry.
Damn, dude.
Hey.
But yeah, five thumbs.
Five thumbs. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Now, Jackson,
yeah,
Obviously, there was a tragic accident during the first week.
That is true.
Of thumb cramps abroad. It actually took quite a lot of effort to get my car back on the road.
Yeah.
And our body's back in fighting condition.
Yeah. Mm. Hopefully there's no more interruptions.
Yeah. Well, hang on, though.
What?
I can see somebody ahead. They're on the wrong side of the road.
What's their number plate?
Oh, my God. It's MR. It's M. No, it is MR. Dot A D.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ads.
For hitting us with your car.
Yeah, we got some sad news before we get to the emails today. Well, two bits of information.
Yeah.
One, me and Jackson are in ICU.
Yeah.
And two, Hayden's dead.
Hayden died. They buried him at the back of the hospital.
Yeah, they put him, they were like, the morgue's full of dogs. We're going to bury you next to that.
We lied to you. We're in a vet. We're in a vet hospital. Okay?
Yeah, we're in a vet hospital. There's dogs barking. They're upset that they're here. They're upset that two loathsome gamers have taken up their dog beds.
Yeah, Mr. Ads was driving a... You know, like, sometimes you see a truck full of sheep?
Yeah.
He was driving a truck full of dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's pretty upset about it.
Yeah, everyone's cut.
But the good news is the vet has given us our phones back so we can check the thumb cramps inbox.
That is important. That is very important.
So we got a lot of emails, Jackson. Ooh. Everyone's excited about Thumb Cramps Abroad.
It is
our
exciting.
Month in Sydney.
It is exciting. It's been exciting.
Yeah, it has been exciting. And maybe at the end of this email segment, we'll reveal what's happening next month.
Ooh.
So just straight off the bat, and this is such an important email.
Yeah.
This is from Bianca, and okay. This is a conclusion.
All right. Oh my God, exciting.
Of the saga.
Yeah.
So this all started with attaching a name to an email about a wet dream that they had. Based on learning German, I believe.
Yeah, that is true.
And there's been back and forth.
Yeah.
We've had an emailer, Sienna, email in and be like, Bianca, I think I know you.
I know you, Bianca. Bianca then replied, if you know me, don't be a coward. Tell me.
And then that's how we got Sienna's name.
Exactly.
And now we have an email.
Four.
Subject, huge if true. And also, just a side note, sorry if my voice sounds a bit scratchy. It's from when I got hit by the truck with dogs in it.
That makes heaps of sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It hit me in the throat. It hit Jackson
in the
brain. Ass.
in the arse and brain. My brain's in my arse?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Hi, gamer boyfriends and esteemed guest and Sienna.
Whoa.
It's true!
Whoa!
Sienna, I haven't changed my phone number, and if you haven't changed yours, expect a text soon. I'm back in our hometown, so we should definitely catch up at some point. Thanks again to Thumb Cramps for letting me know I am not alone in this weird thing that happened to me and for indulging Sienna and I. Yours,
Bianca.
That's crazy.
Okay to Air.
Whoa!
We've reconnected two friends.
That's insane, dude. We've made a lifelong friendship that's going to last forever, I think.
Yeah, well, it was a friendship that was already...
still going.
It was already going. Yeah. And then there was an interlude of them not being friends, but just being out of contact because Bianca wasn't in the hometown.
Yeah, exactly. Now back to the hometown.
Now they're back to the hometown.
Damn.
And Bianca's texting Sienna. Sienna's presumably replying. It's all happening.
That's beautiful. That's what it's all about, really.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Connecting
and you know what else?
People is... over wet dreams. Go on.
Yeah, do you know what else is what it's all about?
What's that?
This email is from Will, who's just side note signs off Will, I am not a coward.
Okay.
That's good. Include your name.
Yeah, powerful stuff.
Subject: discovering I had a UTI whilst listening to the podcast.
Okay.
Hi, video game boyfriends. I'm Will from the UK.
Hello,
a long-time
Will from
listener.
The UK.
I noticed people emailing in to let you know about unusual places they listen to the podcast, so I thought I would share. Typically, I've been listening to the pod on my commute to university, entering data in spreadsheets, or working in the lab.
Oh, I love working in the lab, like Monster Mash.
Like Monster Mash.
He's working in the lab late one night, and he held an
he did the mash.
Side. Do you do the mash, Will, from the UK?
Yeah, is that what's happening in your lab? The
in
monster
lab?
Mash? Was it a graveyard smash?
That's what I heard. Dracula and his son were there.
Yeah, they were.
That's weird.
Today I put on my favorite podcast, Thumb Cramps, whilst I waited in the doctor's waiting room. A clinician came up to me to tell me about my test results, but because I had one headphone still playing, I didn't hear my results. I was too busy listening to you both talk about Tears of the Kingdom sucking you off.
It did.
I paused the pod and asked them to repeat themselves.
Did you
say
so
you
like
guys?
This? What?
Huh? So, what you say?
What, Dr. Man?
What the hell is going on?
What the hell's happening to my genitals?
So you guys joined me whilst I was told I had a UTI. It felt like a great collaboration and another achievement on the Thumb Cramps podcast.
That's awesome. That's awesome stuff, Will.
I also realized how alien and freakish the language of Thumb Cramps is after talking to my fiancé about being sucked off by a game, and they gave me the most confused look they have ever given me. Love, Will, I am not a coward.
I mean, like, you know.
That's just gamer language.
That's just gamer talk.
Yeah,
like, you
getting sucked off by the podcast.
Well, some people are sucked off by the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, you get sucked
possible.
Off by the game.
Yeah.
You find the world of the game very endearing, so it sucks you off.
Yeah, exactly, because you're sucked off into it,
yeah.
You know? And
you know,
it's kind of like getting your knob tickled.
Yeah, it's heaps like that.
You know, because it's a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, getting your donk sunked by a game.
Getting your dank sanked off.
Yes.
You know, that's just gamer shit.
We're going to throw this over to another email we got. They didn't include their name, so I won't read it, even though this email is what I would call normal.
Okay, that's funny.
Subject: the great pre-order debate.
Oh,
maybe they don't
this.
Want big corporations coming after
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they'll take you down.
Hey, Krampers, I was talking to a friend about pre-ordering games, and they revealed that Diablo 4 is the first game they'd ever pre-ordered. This shocked me, as a huge pre-order bonus simp myself.
Yeah.
I know it's a bad practice, but if a game is offering me a free skin I'll literally never use, brother, sign me up. This led to a debate about whether pre-ordering a game is worth it. My two-part question for your expert opinions is, one, to the extent you pre-order, what makes you decide to pre-order one game but not another?
Yeah.
Two, can you think of a pre-order bonus you've gotten that really improved your experience with the game? Thanks, as always, for great reviews and content.
Anytime.
I only pre-order stuff if it's going to give me extra stuff, and that extra stuff has to be good.
Yeah.
And in-game stuff probably won't do it.
An art book will suck you right
It has to be a game, from a long-running series
If it's like Tears of the Kingdom. What did you get? You pre-ordered Tears of the Kingdom, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a book.
A book?
I got a book. Gave me a couple of badges that I don't care about.
I got a coin, and I just bought mine at the regular store.
Oh, see, I got a... as a pre-order bonus to my already pre-ordered bonus stuff.
Yeah.
I got like a luggage tag.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
mine, the fella at JB Hi-Fi, he gave me the game and then he was like, oh. That's the noise he made.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And then he reached under the desk and he pulled out a coin. I was like, oh.
Okay. I've been visited by a genie today. That's exciting.
Thanks, man. Good stuff. In-game, I'm the kind of the opposite. If I get a fresh hat or cool new pants in the game, I'm more likely to pre-order it, I think.
Well, that's the opposite of me.
The opposite of you, yeah.
The same as this unknown emailer who's hiding their name from big corporations.
This mystery person who I have to assume lives off the grid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Only coming out of their woodland hut to pre-order a game.
Yeah, and listen to Thumb Cramps once a week.
On a radio.
Yeah.
If it's in-game and it's clothing or some shit, I'll be all over it.
Pre-order bonus clothing usually looks dumb as well, which is good for you.
Exactly.
Like how Breath of the Wild gave you the Nintendo Switch t-shirt for Link.
That's awesome to be Link rolling around in a t-shirt. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
So that's,
All right, and to bring us home, an email from Addison, who includes their name because they're not a coward.
Brave. Brave stuff.
Subject, being put in da video game.
Ah!
Hello, my gamer boyfriends and guests.
What up?
There's Hayden's dead. That's actually disrespectful. R.I.P.
That's it. I'm looking at his corpse out the window.
Yeah, they didn't bury it properly.
They dug a hole and then they filled in the hole and forgot to put him in it.
Yeah. They got distracted. It's vet lunchtime.
And they're eating sandwiches on his corpse.
Yeah. He's getting covered in crumbs.
It's sad. Yeah. It's sad stuff. Disrespectful.
Yeah, his body did a big fart before, and everyone laughed, and no one was mourning the loss of human life.
This idiot farting, I heard one of the doctors vets say.
Yeah. This is worse than dog farts, and twice as embarrassing, another vet said.
Yeah, we were listening in.
Yeah, we had nothing else to do.
Yeah, it is boring.
Well, there's no one to talk to, because dogs don't talk back.
It's just dogs, yeah.
I was playing Tears of the Kingdom today, and I stumbled upon a cool little guy who had the same name as me, Addison, the guy who loves the president and needs help with the signs.
I think that guy is cool.
As someone with a relatively uncommon name, it felt good to have some representation for all Addisons around the globe.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, however, have you guys gotten any update from Zarktor about being in the realm? Really looking forward to seeing my gamer boyfriends in video game form. Addison, no, there hasn't been any updates, but the game is still very much in development, so it will be. Zarktor still knows where
we are. We're right here, Zarktor. The moment you need us to go in the realm.
We'll be in the realm, but we've been put in other video games.
Yeah.
We had a listener reach out, and I don't want to reveal too much about this because I haven't spoken to them about announcing this whatsoever.
Yeah.
But you, Jackson, and frequent guest of the show, Ruby.
I thought you were going to say, and freak.
And freak guest, Ruby. She's potentially one of our freakiest guests.
I would say that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
She's freaky.
I don't think she...
Would you go so far to say she's freaky deaky?
Oh, she's... freaky, I don't know.
Freaky deaky's a bit much.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure to heap on one person.
Yeah.
I've been put in a video game that's currently in development where we play skeletons.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're NPCs.
It's awesome stuff.
I'm angry at Jackson because you won't shut up.
About crabs.
You're upset because you want to be in a hole or something, I think. Yeah. I can't remember what your dialogue is. Anyway.
Yeah, it's great. It's very good.
A Link to the Past kind of styled looking guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's amazing. And obviously, if you're making a video game,
you got to put us in it.
That is the rule. We got to be in the game.
Don't want to call out IO Interactive, but if there's someone still listening.
Yeah, I mean,
then maybe you're working on a James Bond game. Maybe James Bond has to kill two Australian buffoons.
Here's your mission, James.
Shut these guys up. Fun of the British.
Do I get any secret weapons or gadgets? You shouldn't need them.
You're lucky.
They probably won't know you're about to kill them until you've pulled the trigger. What the hell is this guy doing?
Get out of here. Does your king know you're here?
I like that I didn't even put a silencer on that gun sound. He didn't need to because he knows no one would care.
Yeah, we will not be mourned.
Yeah, that's true.
And finally, Addison, and I guess this PS is good. It's a good way to just end the episode.
Fair enough.
PS, I cannot imagine getting fat dome from someone whilst listening to the podcast. It would feel like cheating on all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Addison.
Thank you, Addison.
Finally, some logic and sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Facts don't care about your feelings, and that's what Addison says, listeners. So,
What are you going to do about that? Continue getting fat dog this podcast.
We support that.
We support fat dog.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Getting sucked off, getting eaten out.
Yeah. Just getting your genitals harangued.
Yeah. If you're getting harangued.
That's awesome.
If something that's wet is getting wetter, that's good.
That's our favorite.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod. And also, Jackson, we got some big news
huge
regarding next month.
That's true. That's true.
People being like, is there a theme?
Yeah.
What's the theme? What's going on? And listeners, you should have just looked at your calendar.
Yeah.
Because it's June next month, and you know what that means.
It's obvious to all.
It's Game of Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's the most splendid time of year where we exchange our favorite video games with our very good friends.
That is true. So, starting next week, Jackson, week by week, I will play one of your favorite games. You will play one of my favorite games.
We'll see what all the fuss is about.
We'll see what's going on.
And we encourage you to do the same, for it is Game of Thanksgiving.
Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season. Tis the season.
It's beautiful stuff.
So hit up one of your friends. Be like, hello, friend. What game sucks you off?
Yeah.
And then,
this game sucks me the hell off.
And then you exchange those games.
Yeah, and do you see if you get sucked off?
Yeah.
By that, what
tis the season
tis
to
the
get
season.
Sucked off. Find out what the suck off
is all about in Game of Thanksgiving starting next month.
Hell yeah. And we've both been getting sucked up by Tears of the Kingdom,
oh
so
my
it's probably
God.
Worth mentioning that.
Yeah. Game's still good.
Game's still good. Game's so big.
Game's too big,
we
man.
We are still at the same point where we've both only done one dungeon slash temple,
yeah.
but we haven't crossed paths.
I reckon I've added 20 hours. Nothing has changed, and I've added 20 hours to my playtime.
I did have to reformat my Switch at one point in its like after like a year or two of having it, so this isn't exactly correct, but Tears of the Kingdom is now my fourth most played game.
That's
and it hasn't
so
hit
funny.
10 days yet.
That's
and
so
I'm
funny.
scared.
Yeah, it's only gonna get bigger, dude.
But also I'm scared because it'll be like first played 10 days ago and then it'll change over to hours and I'll be like, oh no. Oh no.
Oh my God. That's,
yeah, it's
scary shit.
Oh yeah, I'm full on freaked out.
Yeah,
luckily, next month is Game of Thanksgiving, so we can all calm ourselves and just, it's just tis the season to be sucked off.
Tis the season to be sucked off by your friend's game.
Yes. Find out what's sucking off your friends next month.
Exactly.
Today's episode, I can't even remember.
Well,
I got,
we were in a car crash.
Yeah,
you can't be forgiven.
Got a concussion, probably. Yeah. So. Don't know what games we spoke about or what's going on, but we'll see you next month for Game of Thanksgiving. And if you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at thumbcrampspod. And,
follow us on Twitter, you absolute animals.
Oh, yeah. I'll even make some Game of Thanksgiving art, I reckon.
Oh!
And until next time, keep on gaming, gamers. Visit us at your local vet.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.